Lord is good.
He's good, right?
Wag mo mic na lang ah. Okay. So yung kanina introduction yun, ito talaga yung message. Have you ever found yourself understanding what prosperity is? To understand what hard work is? You've been taught about favor, creativity, opportunity. Then pag pinag-usapan natin kung may mga trabaho tayo, overtime, bonus, negosyo, pananampalataya. Pero parang laging kulang. Parang, Lord, I work super. Then, lagi ako nag-overtime. Nakikinig naman ako sa preaching ng generosity ng pananampalataya. Siguro merong missing link. And hulaan nyo kung ano yung missing link. Hulaan nyo. Ating lahat, generosity. And sabihin mo sa katabi mo, ang maririnig mo ngayong umaga ay para sa'yo, para sa akin, para sa atin. And papaalam ako ng konti, I might take a little bit of time, maybe 35 to 40 minutes than usual. Kasi wala ako next week. Kaya yung kanina, pang ngayon yun, ito pang next week. Nasa CDO po ako next week. So, the missing link may be generosity. You know, 48% of atheists are generous. Marami pong mga pag sinabi natin atheists na those who do not believe in God. They give something to humanitarian causes and most of them to the poor. Mga natawag silang humanitarian giving. Papansin nyo yung iba kahit hindi naniniwala sa Diyos pero nagbibigay ng mga stray dogs, cancer patients, and they form foundation. Of course, yung iba sa kanila, medyo may pagka-wise yun kasi nagpo-form sila ng foundation para yung taxes nila mabawasan. Alagay sa foundation. But at the same time, 48% of those who do not believe God, imagine they don't believe God, they give 48% of the atheists. Pangalawa, according to study, 61% of the nominal Christian, ito yung mga believer daw na hindi involved sa church. Pag tinanong mo, naniniwala ka ba sa Diyos? May church ka ba sa EFC? Kailan ka huling nag-church? Hindi mo na maalala o hindi na nila maalala. Ikaw mas ipag ka. Salamat sa buhay mo. Amen. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, salamat sa buhay mo. Pag tinranslate mo ito sa ibang salita, parang if you are a bad Christian, bad Christian, may ganun pa. If you are a bad Christian, a nominal Christian, at least 61% of them gives God. 61% of them are generous. Ito yung nakakatawa. Sino sa inyo yung pag nakita niyo itong pangatlo, pag agree kayo, sigaw kayo ng amen, ha? Sigaw kayo ng amen. According to study, this is not tithes and offering, ha? 90% of the committed Christians are generous. Sino agree? Sino agree? Parang iba ayaw sumagot. Sino agree? 90% of the committed Christians are generous. Those who follow Jesus and church-oriented believers. Sino talaga yung mga nag-church, nasipag? 90% of them are generous. Of course, yung mga nag-aral nito, they don't know about tithes and offering and whatever. Pero, napansin nila, yung mga taong merong relasyon sa Diyos at masipag sa church, mas generous kaysa sa mga hindi. Almost double, 48% of the atheists are generous. So 90% those who don't only believe in God, they believe in God and they are involved in local churches. 90% of them are generous. Lagi hong tinitignan yung sabi mo sa katabi mo, may mga sasabihin si Paz. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, may mga sasabihin si Paz. Sabihin mo. May mga sasabihin si Paz na para sa atin talaga. Kung nag-tithes and offering tayo dito sa church, I look at the report. And in my own assumption, 20 to 21% of our congregation give their tithes and offering. Imagine if the 80% will also do so. Of course, iba-iba kasi pag Sunday, iba kasi per Sunday lang, iba second, iba 15:30, iba 5:20. But in my own assumption, of course, I did not do extensive research. But as I look at the names around, and we are actually same way with the standard churches, 20 hanggang 25% ang nagbibigay talaga. Right. So let's proceed. Let me read. Tayo muna tayong lahat. Bago magbasa ng scripture. Sayang naman yung mga binili yung Bible. Sige, tayo-tayong lahat. Hawakan natin yung mga Bible natin. Hawakan natin yung mga Bible natin. E mga walang Bible, wala naman ako sinasabing mahiya ka, pero hindi ka na kasi. Ah, meron naman dyan sa likod. Sige, sigaw natin ng malakas. 1, 2, 3. This is the Word of God. I believe in the Word of God. I am healthy, wealthy, strong, and prosperous. I am saved by the blood and blessed by God's love. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. I am changed and will never ever be the same again. Amen. By all these things I have shown you, that by working in this way, we must help the weak. And remember the words of the Lord Jesus that He Himself said. Acts 20:35. It is more blessed to give than to... Come on, say it out. It is blessed to give than to receive. It's more blessed to give than to receive. So, hindi ho ako mag-textual or expository ngayon. Ang tawag ho namin dito mga pastor ay thematic. While we reading few verses, different verses or stories. Five things about generosity, the missing link. Alam niyo ba, pag ikaw ay generous, katulad ng binasa natin kanina, pinag-aralan natin kanina, according to research, it does a lot of things into your life. But let me put it into the biblical perspective. Generosity, number one, exposes our perspectives. Sabihin nga natin lahat, exposes our perspectives. So pag ikaw generous, hindi actually dinidefine noon yung pagkatao mo. Nakukuha natin? Ine-expose noon yung pananaw mo sa mga blessings na meron ka, sa mga bagay na meron ka, business, trabaho, or whatever you are receiving, blessings that you are receiving. Let me read. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verses 17 and 18. Mas magandang adhana to, kaya lang we don't have time, from 15 to 21. Pero babasahin lang natin two verses. Deuteronomy 8, verses 17 and 18. Let me read verse 17 in different translations. Sabi sa New Living Translation, He did all this to you. He did all this so you would never say to yourself, I have achieved this wealth with my own strength and energy. So sabi ng Panginoon, ginawa niya ito sa iyo at huwag mong sabihin that you have achieved this wealth with my own strength and energy. Sabi niya sa Easy Translation, you must never say to yourself, I have got all these valuable things because I am strong and clever. Huwag na huwag mo sasabihin sa sarili mo na nakuha mo ang mga bagay-bagay dahil ikaw ay malakas at matalino. Sabi sa Good News Translation, so then, you must never think that you have made yourselves wealthy by your own power. Strength. Sabi sa New Living Bible or New Living Version, be careful, or New Life Version, sorry. Be careful not to say in your heart, my power and strong hand have made me rich. Let me read few verses more. New translation. Sabi sa NET, New English Translation. Be careful not to say, my own ability and skill have gotten me this wealth. Contemporary English version. When you become successful, sabi natin lahat, I am successful. Come on, say it, believe it, I am successful. Walang problema maging successful. Naniniwala tayo magiging successful tayo, at patuloy tayo magiging successful. We are not against wealth. Amen? It's just how we handle what we have. Sabi dito, sa contemporary English version, when you become successful, don't say, I'm rich, and I've earned it all myself. Sabi ng scripture. Sabi sa Revised Standard Version, RSV, beware lest you say in your heart, my power and the might of my hand have gotten me this wealth. Ang sabi dyan. Then, ang sabi sa New King James Version, then you say in your heart, isa, hindi natin sinasabi, pero ayun yung nararamdaman natin. Ayun yung pakiramdam pala natin. And you say in your heart, my power and my might and the might of my hand have gained me this wealth. Sabihin natin lahat, mali. Come on, say it out, mali. We are successful because of the grace of God and we believe it. We put into action what we believe. Amen? Hindi ka rin naman kasi magiging successful pag hindi ka talaga naging hardworking. Pero yung pagiging hardworking mo, resulta yan ng lakas ng Panginoon na binibigay sa'yo. Opportunity, open doors, and such thing. So let me read verse 18. NIV, kasunod to. But remember the Lord your God. Sabi natin lahat, remember. Come on, can you say louder than that, remember. So the word remember comes from the word re-enact, remember, re-enact, do it again, go back. In other words, ito yung paniniwala mo noon, ito yung sinasabi mo noon, pero dahil medyo may mga nangyari na hindi maganda at maganda, parang nagbago ng konti. So sabi ng Panginoon, remember, do it again, re-enact what you use to believe, remember. The Lord your God, for it is He. Sabi natin lahat, it is He. Medyo masaya. Yung pahabang binabanggit natin, medyo natutuwa si Lord. It is He. It is He who gives you the ability to produce wealth. You know what? My problem with some of the raised preachers right now, including myself, we tend to teach that when you pray, God will give you wealth. No, He doesn't give wealth. He gives us the ability. Amen. He gives us the ability. He gives you skills, giftings. He gives you all those necessary talents you need. He gives you the strength to do what He is asking you to do. He gives the ability to produce wealth and so confirm His covenant which He swore to your ancestor that it is today. Sabi ng Panginoon, I will bless you. And you will be a blessing. What He said to Abraham. And He said, basically ganito sinasabi niya, yung pangako kong yan, yung covenant ko na yan, mangyayari at matutupad dahil bibigyan kita ng kakayahan. Amen? Hindi yung, kasi ang tawag doon, magic eh. Yung nasa seminary pa ako, I read the book of Hudson Taylor, I read the book, yung minsan wala siyang pagkain, he was a missionary somewhere, and ang nangyari, wala siyang pagkain, nag-pray siya, pagbukas siya ng pinto, may nakita siya, buong lechong manok, doon sa harapan ng pinto niya. Nung sabi niya, it's a miracle. Buti na lang ang sinabi niya, miracle. Hindi siya nang sinabi, it's a magic. Sigurado ko, hindi nakita ni Hudson Taylor may nagdala doon. Sino mag-a-agree sa akin? Hindi yung bigla na lang may lumitaw. It's not magic. Lord, payamanin mo ako tapos nandiyan ka, nakapikit ka, nakahiga ka, yayaman ako. It doesn't work that way. He gives us what? Come on, say it loud. He gives us what? The ability. Produce well, kaya kung ano yung giftings mo ngayon, kung ano yung talent mo ngayon, kung ano yung skills, maganda bosses mo, magaling kang sumayaw, magaling kang magluto, sino dito yung giftings, magaling mang asar. Stand-up comedy, pwede yan. Diba? Maraming kumikita dyan. So what I'm trying to say is this, honor your gifts. Honor your skills. Hindi lahat ng tao magaling magsalita. Hindi lahat ng tao magaling magluto. Hindi lahat ng tao magaling kumanta. Amen? Hindi lahat ng tao magaling sa computer. Gifts, ability to produce will. Let me read this from the New King James Translation. And you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is He, sabi natin lahat, it is He. At ibang isigaw natin pangalan ng Panginoon, ang aking Diyos. It is He. It's God. Social ng iba, no? Sabi ko, sabihin natin, ang aking Diyos. It is God. Wow. Social. Ayaw ng Tagalog. English. You shall remember the Lord your God, for it is He who gives you the power. Sabi natin lahat, the power. So it's not wealth that God gives. It's the ability, it's the power, it's the creativity, it's the power to have the energy. Yung iba pagod na dahil ikaw nasa biyaya ka, ikaw hindi pa. Yung iba disappointed na, ikaw hindi pa. Yung iba frustrated na, ikaw diretso pa rin. Yung iba gusto na mag-quit dahil naiintindihan mong biyaya ng Diyos, ikaw ayaw mo, pinag-quit ka na, ayaw mo. Sabi ng boss mo, wag ka nang pumasok. Nandun ka pa din. Hello? He gives you the power to get wealth and He may establish His covenant which He swore to your fathers. Tutup pa rin ang Panginoon yung pangako niya. Amen? At bibigyan ka niya ng kakayahan para matupad yun. Number two. Una, generosity physically. Gives or it exposes our perspective. Feeling ko ba nagpayaman sa sarili ko ako? Feeling ko ba naging successful ako dahil sa sarili ko? O dahil sa Panginoon na binuksan lahat ng opportunity, lahat ng doors at iba't ibang bag sa buhay ko. Amen. Ako yung natutuwa ako ngayon sa church. I am really happy. Yung nakaraan nga kahit yung si Kim ko nasa Japan, nagkikwentuhan kami sa chat. Natutuwa ako ngayon dahil ang dami po sa inyo dito yung mga young people. Kasi dito sa church, ano to eh, church na binago ng Panginoon. Sabi natin lahat, binago ni Lord. Yung buhay. Acceptance, grace. Pero we have now learned that it's not only acceptance, it's also empowering. Hindi ka lang binago ni Lord, binigyan ka ng kakayahan para maging successful. Binigyan ka ng kakayahan para magkaroon ng trabaho, para magbukas ng negosyo. Binigyan ka ng kakayahan ni Lord para yung mindset mo maging established. Pagbalik ko sa March 24, di ako sure. Baka mag-extend ako sa Masbate. Meron na ako ipipreach eh. Yung leadership turns into leadership into leadership. At ito lahat nagsisimula. Hello? So, generosity, pangalawa, expresses our faith. Una, ine-expose dito kung ano yung standing mo ngayon. Feeling mo ba ikaw talaga ang dahilan o naniniwala ka at the end of the day, si Lord pa rin? Amen? Amen? Parang mahina. Amen? Pangalawa, generosity expresses our faith. Sabi sa Malakay 3:10 ito, ito paborito ng iba to, Malakay. Tithes and offering to, sigurado, may rubbing na dito, rubbing alcohol. Pag-uusapan na agad dito pag Malakay. Pero, they actually, most of what I heard preaching this, the pastors I heard preaching this, they focus much on the robbing, the robbing, the robbing. But it's not actually about the robbing. We will see. Yet from the days of your fathers, you have gone away from my ordinances and have not kept them. Return to me. Sabi natin lahat, return to me. Come on, say it. Return to me. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, return to me. The Lord said, I will return to you, says the Lord of hosts. But you said, in what way shall we return? Will a man rob God? Tumatindi. Hanggang isang believer pa nag-exhort mo sa giving, na bigla, aakyat yan, ang babasahin niya sigurado malakay. Ako sasabihin yan sa mga kausap niya, mga malakaw! Ganon. Hello? It's not the new covenant. Hindi ho tayo magnanakaw. Hello? Alam mo, pag hindi ka nag-tithes, hindi ka nagnanakaw. Ah, parang ayaw pakinggan ng finance yun eh, no? Gusto talaga ng finance, pag hindi ka nag-tithes, nagnanakaw ka. Hindi ka nag-tithes, hindi ka nagnanakaw. It's actually more than that. Nagtitiwala. Hello? Hello? Lord, kasi hindi naman siya bigay-bawi eh. Hindi siya bigay-bawi. Binigay sa'yo, pag hindi bumilig sa akin yan, ninanakawan mo ako. No, I don't believe that. Personally, I don't believe that. It's an offering, it's an expression of gratitude. Lord, 10% is a number of representation. Wala na akong time to discuss yan. And more than that, 10, more than that, it's a number of representation. This is expression of my faith. This is not about robbing or whatever. Old covenant or storehouse na sa pinag-uusapan dito. Ang pinag-uusapan sa Malakay, ibigay mo sa templo kasi walang kakainin. Yung mga saserdote, yung mga pare. Feeling ko, kung ganun pa rin ngayon, baka hindi ako ganito kalusog. Hello? Kasi 20% lang ang nagbibigay ng tithes and offering. Ang mga crops, reachable and plants pa rin. Feeling ko. Will a man rob God yet have not robbed me? But you say in what way we have robbed you? In tithes and offering. Then you are cursed with a curse for you have robbed me even this whole nation. Bring all the tithes into the storehouse. Sabi natin lahat, storehouse. On Friday, kausap ko yung mga pastor. I was sharing this to them. Ang churches kasi sanay ako kahit sa daddy ko eh. Hanggang ngayon sa church, ganun. Pati sa pre-mission, ganun ako eh. Hindi ko talaga dinidemand ng tithing. Ini-encourage ko talaga yung mga churches ng pre-mission to give their tithes. Same way here. Hindi ka namin pipilitin kung gusto mo mag-tithes o hindi. Pero papaliwanag namin sa'yo bakit mahalaga. Amen? And I was telling them, kasi yung isang pastor sabi niya, naka-live tayo, no? Ilang? Isang pastor sabi niya, hindi muna kami nagbibigay ng tithes kasi iniipon namin for the pastor's welfare ng local church namin. Eh, medyo malambing ako na matapang pagdating sa mga ganyang discussion. Sabi ko sa kanya, alam mo ba sa Old Testament, even in the New Testament, yung mga binibigay nilang tithes or offering or giving, how do you want to discuss that is this. Storehouse, yung ibang mga pastor na hihiyang sabihin. Pero ang mga tithes and offering and giving, para talaga yan sa operation ng church. Hello? Ay bago yung sapatos ni Pastor Nike. Galing yan sa tithes. Kung sakaling totoo, why? Anong mali? Hello? Kung binigyan ako ng support ng church, pinuha ko yung pambili ko ng sapatos ko doon, what's wrong with that? Are we getting the point? Because our giving is for the operation of the church. And I don't tell. Kung magbibigay ako ng tithes, Pastor Aglo, sa finance, ito yung tithes ko. Ito gagawin nyo, ha? Yung 10%, bigay nyo sa ganito. Yung ganito, bigay nyo sa ganyan. No, no. Ang sabi sa scripture, give it to the storehouse. Bahala yung church doon. Kung nagkamali sila ng paggamit, kasalanan nila yon. Bahala si Lord sa kanila. Amen? Storehouse. Sabi dito, and try me now in this, says the Lord of hosts. If I will not open for you the windows of heaven, sabi natin lahat, the windows of heaven. Is it tithing that opens the windows of heaven? Answer me. Huwag kayong malungkot. Nagpipreach lang ako, hindi ko kayo pinapagalitan. That's where the condemning pastors commit the mistake. It's not the tithing that opens the windows of heaven. Mamaya, sabihin ko kung ano. If I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you such blessing that there will not be room enough to receive it. Sino sa inyo nangangarap ng ganyan? Yung blessing ni Lord, hindi na kasya sa bank account mo. Sabi na ng BDO, ayaw na namin. Ang nag-deposit ka. Piruin mo, tinanggihan ka ng BDO tsaka ng Metro Bank. No? Ganap ka ng rural bank. This is the point. Ang context ng Malachi is not about robbing God or whatever. It's a description. But that's not the context. Ang pinaka-context ng Malachi ay, sabi natin lahat, return to me. Sabi natin lahat, return to me. Because our generosity is an expression of our faith. And that faith becomes deeper, stronger, and bigger when we have a wonderful, intimate relationship with God. Amen! Ang nag-open ng door, expression, description yung tithes ng pananampalataya. Pero ang nagbubukas ng pintuan, pintana ng langit, ay ang Panginoon. Are we getting the point? And yung return to me, ay yun yung naging problema ng mga Israelita. They started to live their lives according to their own. They started to live their lives na parang hindi namin kailangan si Lord. Wala na kaming pakialam sa templo. Kaya ang sabi ng Panginoon sa kanila, return to me. Come back! Sabi natin lahat, return to me. Because it is God who opens the doors and the windows of heaven. Generosity opens and expresses our faith. That was a Philemon chapter 1 verse 6, New Living Translation. Dinidiscuss namin to. Si Pastor Elmer ang nagbigay ng verse na to and I really love it. Sabi dito, I am praying that you will put into action. Sabi natin lahat, put into action. Come on, say it louder than that. Put into action. Ano yun? A generosity that comes from your? Come on, generosity that comes from your faith. May confession ako nga aminin. Do you know that I don't even believe in? Pangit ng intro ko, no? For me, it's not just 10%, in other words. 10% is old covenant. New covenant, God owns everything. Amen? I respect people who don't believe in 10%. Huwag mo lang gagawing palusot. Sabi mo sa katabi po, huwag lang palusot. Ang old covenant kasi 10%. Ang new covenant ang sabi, it is a better covenant. Sabihin natin lahat, better. So old covenant, ang forgiveness of sin, isang taon. Pag offer ka ng animal, papatawarin ka ng? Gayahin nyo nga siya, ng? Isang taon. Eh ang sabi, ang new covenant, better covenant. Ang better covenant, ganito. Yung offering ni Jesus Christ ng pinako siya sa krus, hindi lang isang taon. Gano'ng katagal? Sabi natin lahat, forever. Because it's a better. Mas maganda, mas malaki. Amen. If you don't believe in tithing, I'm one with you. Kailang siguraduhin mo lang na better. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, siguraduhin mong better. Sabi ng iba, ano daw? Sa Tagalog, ibig sabihin mas malaki sa 10%. Pag mas maliit, ang tawag doon, baloney. Hello? Masaktan na kayo kung masasaktan kayo, but this is true, ha? Ang tawag doon, palusot. I am praying that you will put into action the generosity that comes from your faith. So yung generosity natin, expression ng sabi natin lahat pananampalataya. Sino agree? Yung wala ka na, for example, sumweldo si Monica. Monica si. For example, si Monica sumweldo. Nag-compute si Monica. Hindi ko natatatungin kung magkano yung sweldo mo. Ha? Kunyari 30,000. Kunyari lang. Hindi ko po alam, ha? Baka sabihin niyo 30,000. Tapos, ito yung sa kuryente, para kay nanay, para sa pamilya, para sa jowa, para... Ah, wala yun. Wala nag-react. Tanggalin natin yung para sa jowa. So, para sa ganito. Then, nag-compute ka. Tapos, bandang uli, ito yung para sa church. Ito yung generosity ko. Ito yung tithes ko. Ito yung offering ko. Ito yung pledge ko. Ay, kulang. Sino sa inyo mag-a-agree sa akin? Pag na-compute na natin lahat, kulang ang unang-una nating aalisin yung tithes. Offering. Sino agree? Come on. Sino? Sino naranasan na yan? Sabi ko sa katabi mo, kahit hindi ka magtaas ng kamay, naranasan mo na yun. Hello? But this generosity is an expression. Lagi ko sinasabi, kung pag ako financially nangangailangan, tapos tinitignan ko yung wallet ko, ganito, ganyan, this is me. At mas gusto kong magbigay kasi alam ko, expression ng pananampalataya ko yon. Amen? Hello? Ayun yung ginawa ng Church of Macedonia. So, gayun eh, wag na to. Pangatlo, generosity expands our minds. And we say it again, expands our minds. It is God who gives us the ability, produce will, creativity. Let me read 2 Corinthians 9:11. But this I say, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Alam nyo ba, walang true or Greek word na salitang generosity. Sa English na lang ginamit. He who gives generously will receive generously. Ang ginamit sa Greek ay eulogia, which means from the word parang eulogy, less words. Ang ginamit sa Old Testament is the word barak, which means blessing. So, ang generosity pala is blessing. Sabi natin lahat, blessing. So when I become generous, I have the spirit of the blessing. Amen? So, sabi dito, let each one give us his purposes in heart, not grudgingly, of necessity. May ipiplay nga sana kung yung napapanood ko sa YouTube. Pag Tyson offering na, sino nakapanood na nun? Yung black person doon, yung church, black church, pag Tyson offering, sayaw nang sayaw yung isa, hawak-hawak niya yung envelope niya, tapos umiikot-ikot pa siya, tapos pagbigay niya, wah! Ano gagawa nun? Yung pag Tyson offering na mula sa likod, gaganon-ganon to, hawak-hawak mo yung Tyson offering. Tapos talagang enjoy na enjoy ka, sabi mo sa katabi mo, sarap ng ganun, no? Ayaw nyo sabihin, no? For God, sabi natin lahat, read with me, for God, come on, read it for me. For God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you always having all sufficiency in all things, may have the abundance for every good work. As it is written, He has dispersed abroad. He has given to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. Now, may He... Sino yon? Sino yon? Sabi natin lahat, supplier. Si Lord. He who supplies. So may supplier, may supply. Kanino sinusupply? Yung seed? The sower. Kapag nag-provide si Lord, dalawang klase. Okay, sabihin mo ulit sa katabi mo, dalawa. Kamang-kamang-kamang, sabihin mo sa katabi mo, tapikin mo ng konti. Guraduhin mo nakikinig. Dalawa. Seed, tsaka bread. Ano yung seed? Seed to the sower. Ano yung bread? For food. Kapag nagpo-provide si Lord sa'yo, may part dyan, seed. May part dyan, na bread. Diyan mo kukunin yung pangkain mo. Diyan mo kukunin yung pang-tuition mo. Diyan mo kukunin lahat ng pangangailangan mo. Ayun yung bread. Ano yung seed? Itatanim mo para mag-multiply. E paano pag yung seed hindi mo tinanim, kinain mo? Ano tawag doon? Putong takwan. Question. Nakakabusog ba ang putong takwan? Hindi. Nakaka-enjoy lang, pero hindi ka busog. Because that's not meant for food. Seed is meant to be sowed. Amen. Actually, hindi naman talaga wealth ang problema. The problem is greed. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, buti na lang hindi ikaw yan. May tatlong klase raw ng giver. Number one, yung we give out of guilt. Ako baka pag hindi ako nagbigay parusahan ako ni Lord, hindi ganoon ang Panginoon. Pagbigay ka o hindi, hindi kanya parurusahan, mahal ka niya. Narurusahan mo sarili mo. Hello? Kasi hindi ka nananampalataya. Walang kinalaman si Lord doon. Pangalawang reason, out of greed. Magbibigay ako, pero maghihintay ako ng kapalit. Well, life is life. Ano yung pinakamagandang reason? Out of gratefulness. Sabihin natin lahat, gratefulness. Mabait si Lord, mabiyaya si Lord, mapagmahal si Lord, I give because I am grateful. Ang apat, generosity enhances our souls. Alam niyo yung pinag-aralan natin kanina? Yung it makes you happy. Amen? Let me read Mark 12. So Jesus sat opposite the treasury and saw how the people put money into the treasury. And many who were rich put in much. Then one poor widow came and threw in two mites which make a quadrants. Normally, ang sweldo nila sa isang taon is 64 denarius. I-divide mo yon sa 12. Then ang two mites ay 1 out of 64. Pinahirapan ko pa kayo, di ba? Basta maliit, in short. Ngayon. So he called his disciples to himself and said to them, assuredly I say to you, that this poor widow has put in more than all those who have given to the treasury. For they all put in out of their abundance, but she out of her poverty put in all that she had, her whole livelihood. Kwentuhan kami ng mga pastor, sabi nila, biruin mo, ang liit ng binigay ng widow, pero siya yung nakita ni Lord. Sabi ko, I beg to disagree. Hindi maliit yung binigay ng widow. Pag kinumpara mo, dun lumuliit. Kaya hindi mo dapat kinukumpara yung binibigay mo. Amen? Kaya lang ito. Actually, yung pinakamalaking binigay yung widow. Because she gave everything. Amen? In the standard of the word, it, yung iba, no. Because the widow gave everything. Ano nangyari? Siya yung sinabi ni Lord, malupit to. Diba? Malupit to si Ambo. Binigay lahat. No? Malupit to si Matthew. Binigay kay Grace lahat. Ay, may ganun ba? Ang dayaw ni Grace. Di raw totoo. Okay. I was wrong. The reason why people are generous or people have a generous lifestyle is not because they are able nor because there is an opportunity or there is a need, but it's because of the structure of their character. Amen? Maraming able, hindi generous. So hindi talagang able or not ang generosity. It's the structure, our character. Personally, I have found that among its other benefits, giving liberates the soul of the giver. At the end, what really defines those generous people is actually because they are simply grateful. They are generous. Generosity is not actually what you do. Who you are. Amen? Sabihin nga natin lahat, generosity, loud, generosity is not what I do. It's who I am. It's who, or para may nalagpasan ako ha, wait lang ha. Pero tatapusin ko na rin ito. Let me put it this way. Ang pagiging generous ay nakakatulong ng kodo at katao natin. Amen? It's hard to say, pero I am inclined to believe. I'm inclined to believe that the blessing is more found in the giver than the receiver. Happiness, of course, pag binigyan ka, masaya ka. Pag nakakatanggap, masaya. Pero sino dito yung, alam mo yung sinasabi ko, pag nakapagbigay ka, mas masaya. Amen? So generosity basically exposes our perspective. Naniniwala ba ako kay Lord lahat ng galing? Pangalawa, it expresses our faith. Pangatlo, sabi doon, it enhances our soul. Ang apat, it expands our mind. Right? So, why would I be stingy? Why would I tell myself, okay na yan, akin to. Ang challenge ko sa akin as I end, simple lang. Our action is a product of what we believe. It's not what I do, it's who I am. Amen? Sabi nga natin lahat, generosity is not what I do. It's who I am. Yung pagbibigay ko ng tithes ko, ng offering ko, o ng giving ko, o ng more than tithes ko, o whatever, sa labas, of course, in the context of EFC, here's a church, ang prayer ko yung 20-22% ng mga tithers tumaas this year. Amen? Ina, ulitin natin. Hindi ako aalis dito pag hindi tayo nag-amen. Kahit ang challenge dapat medyo bumabagal, bibilisan ko to. Ang prayer ko, TFC, yung percentage ng mga tithers natin tsaka ng mga givers natin, hindi lang 20-21%. I pray na next month maging 25%, next month maging 30, maging 35, maging 40, maging 50%, hanggang dumating yung pagkakataon, lahat tayo naniniwala na lahat ng meron tayo galing sa Diyos. Lahat ng binibigay natin ay ekspresyon ng pananampalataya. Tuwing nagbibigay tayo, ine-enhance natin yung kagalakan ng puso natin. At tuwing nagbibigay tayo, our minds expands because it is God who produces or gives us the ability and the power to produce wealth. Amen? Sabi mo sa katabi mo, kaya mo pa? Kaya mo yan. We are blessed. Amen? Come on loud. We are blessed. We are blessed. The Lord is so good. Sorry for taking much of your time, but I'll be not here next week. I don't know if I will be here next week. Nasa CDO ko next week. Nasa Masbate ako next week. But this is really what it's in my heart. Alam niyo, nabasa ko kasi itong mga research tas itong studies. Natuwa ako ng todo. Kasi alam ko, ang EFC maraming generous. Amen? At hindi ako magyayabang, hindi ako magsasalita. Pero isa talaga yan sa natutunan ko sa tatay ko eh. Pagiging generous. Not based on what you have, but based on who you are. Right? At naniniwala ako, marami sa atin, in-open ni Lord yung mind ngayon. Marami sa atin, in-encourage si Lord, yung pagbibigay ko pala, hindi nawawalan ng kabuluhan. At hindi lang pala lagi pera kapalit niyan. Minsan pala mahabang buhay. Minsan pala, it lowers my stress. Minsan pala, it enhances my soul. It makes me healthy. Right? Sabi nga natin lahat, I am generous. Heavenly Father, thank you for what you have spoken into our midst. I pray that it won't just be a lecture, but it will be a challenge to each one of us. Thank you, Lord, because you are generous as our Abba Father, and we are your sons and daughters. Reflect how generous you are. To you, we bring back all the glory. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.